Well, I guess I had just about the doggone this time of getting here to New York to see you folks. I calculate you ever hear tell on. I was riding along on the gears and coming here, and I had a ticket in my hat. Well, I put my head out the window to look at something, and the wind blew my hat off, and I lost the darned old ticket. Well, conductor made me buy another one. I had to buy two tickets to ride once, but I fooled him. He don't know a thing about it, and when he finds it out, he'll be just about the maddest conductor on that Pennsylvania Railroad. I got a round trip ticket and I ain't going back. Well, sure, just look to me like that was about the slowest train I ever rode on in my life. Look to me like that train stopped at every house, and when it come to a double house, it stopped twice. Well, when I walked off the ferry boat down here, I don't remember the name of the street, but anyhow, when I walked off, I commenced to think I was just about the best-looking old feller whatever come to New York. There was a lot of fellers down there with buggies and carriages, and just the minute they seen me, every one of them commenced to holler, "Handsome, handsome, handsome." Gosh, I didn't know I was so good-looking. Well, I said to one of them, "Can you haul me up to the hotel?" And I never heard a feller stutter like that feller did in my life. He said, "Yes, sir." Well, I said, "How much will you charge me?" And he said, "50 cents. Well, I says, "I guess I'll ride with you, but don't stop to talk about it anymore. I'm in a hurry. I want to get up there." Well, we started out, and when we stopped, we was away up the other end of the island. I said to him, "Why, this ain't a hotel." He said, "No, sir." Well, I said, "Why didn't you let me out to the hotel like I told you?" And he said, "Because I couldn't say whoa quick enough." Gosh, I had an awful time with that feller, but I got here.